Welcome, everyone. It's Rob Rhodes here, and this is the very first episode of the Living in the 70s podcast. The idea of this podcast was born out of our lockdown series where I was doing some live streams and interacting with you all back and forward through comments and chats, and also our interview series with each member of the band and our little trivia episodes as well, which were a lot of fun. Mostly this is just to further interact with you outside of the shows and get to know the stuff that you like, and maybe there's songs that we can add going forward that we hadn't thought of that you can suggest. We'll have questions. I'll have the guys on from time to time, have a little chat, tell some stories, and we might just go through the years from 1970 to 1979, play some of the biggest hits of the time, and maybe some of the things that were news locally and internationally, and we'll just kind of reminisce, almost like we do at the shows. And the actual idea for this podcast was born out of a one-off show that we did at Corumban RSL back in 2020. We'd come out of lockdown and there was no dancing. There was not even any standing. You had to sit, all of that sort of stuff. So we put this little show together hurriedly, like everything we do, and did a little bit of research, and we played through the years. We did two sets with an intermission in the middle, running through the years with some little fun facts and some chart, song chart positions and all that sort of thing. So that's what we're going to do here on this podcast. I'm going to play some music, tell some stories about that, maybe some things you didn't know. And basically this will be like a little 1-hour-ish radio show. The reason for it being only streamed on our website or available on our website is because I do want to play music. I do want to talk about music. So if there's something you want to hear, a song or a particular subject you want to talk about, or you have a question for anyone of us in the band, any suggestions at all, you can email roadtripent@gmail.com. That's roadtripent@gmail.com. Or you can just message us on Facebook or Instagram, Living in the 70s Live. And we'll build the content out of what you want. So sit back. I hope you enjoy this. This is the first episode. I'm sure I'll get better at it. And we're going to have a lot of fun. All right. We'll be right back after this. Okay, we're going to kick off with 1970. There's a lot to talk about that leads up to the 70s. So many great and influential artists, just massive, massive superstars. You obviously can't go past the Beatles and the Stones, Elvis, all those absolute legends. But some of my favorite artists of all time and the biggest influences on me are from the late 60s. It's Cream and Eric Clapton. It's Led Zeppelin. It's Jimi Hendrix. You really can't go past Jimmy. So many leading into that era. But in 1970, there's a whole lot of stuff is born. And again, just amazing, amazing songs. From our set list, just a few songs from 1970 that we play regularly. All Right Now by Free. Love the One You're With, Stephen Stills. Roadhouse Blues, The Doors, Wild World, Cat Stevens, Lola by The Kinks, and Turn Up Your Radio by Masters Apprentices, which is one we don't play very often, but it does get requested, and we do pull it out every now and again. Right, so I want to talk about Led Zeppelin 1970 for me, and it's kind of 69 leading into 70 is Led Zeppelin 2, and I just want to play one of my favorite songs from that record. It's called Living Loving Made. Hope you enjoy it. With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Living, loving. She's just the warm, she's cool, rides out in her age, Cadillac. Living, right. So as I mentioned, that is from Led Zeppelin II, Living, Loving, Made, and was actually released in 1969, but was the 18th highest charting single of that year with the Ghost set as the B-side to Whole Lotta Love. Wonderful. Peaked at number 2, 21 weeks. It was in the charts in Sydney. Melbourne it went to number 1 and was in the charts for 18 weeks. Brisbane peaked at 1 and was there for 17 weeks in the charts. And Adelaide peaked at 10 and stayed in the charts for 11 weeks. Now, Adelaide, what's up with that? Anyway, yeah, one of my favourites from Led Zeppelin too. It's a tough ask because Thank You is my other favourite. I would love to have played that. We used to play that in the beginning. In the beginning of Living in the 70s, that was in our set. It was kind of our first set closer. And I know it was a favourite of a few when we used to play that. Trevor, shout out to Trevor up there on the sunny coast. It was one of his favourites to hear, especially at Sunshine Beach Surf Club, which I can happily announce we will be back there July the 3rd. So keep your eye out. Sunday, July 3rd, we'll be back at Sunshine Beach. And I'm also happy to report that I was told they're addressing some of the sound issues there. So should be much improved. And we can't wait because that's where we started almost. It was one of the first venues and gigs we had on the sunny coast. So I'm really looking forward to getting back there. Right, also going to be doing some wild and wacky things like strange cover versions because we are a cover band, tribute band of sorts. I really want to visit some of my favorite cover versions of 70s songs that maybe you haven't heard by some of the bands that are from my era, which being born in 76, I'm a child of the 80s and a teenager of the 90s. Yeah, there's probably some weird and wonderful 70s covers that you haven't heard that are the ones that I grew up with, even though I had heard the originals through my parents, that I would have discovered my own versions and maybe not as good as the original, but interesting to listen to. So one of the first ones I mentioned, Cat Stevens' Wild World, was released in 1970. One of my favorite bands from the late 80s, early 90s is Mr. Big. So named after a Free song. So there's lots of connections to the 70s there. And they covered Wild World on their album Bump Ahead. Released in 1993, Mr. Big's Bump Ahead album was smack bang in the middle of the grunge era with bands like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Soundgarden all dominating the charts and hair bands gone by the wayside. So rather than following all of their fellow like guitar bass bands of the late 80s, early 90s that were just disappearing, they concentrated on the Asian market and went out to Japan, concentrated there. They each had their own magazine. They had TV shows, like cooking shows on Japanese television. It was insane. You might know bassist Billy Sheehan, who has played with David Lee Roth and a whole bunch of other people. He's the Eddie Van Halen of bass guitars, if you want to look that up. And Paul Gilbert has had a solo career, so many other things. And, lots of guitar endorsements with Ibanez, etc., if you care about that sort of stuff. And Eric Martin has been around for a very long time. I'm sure you've heard his voice. You would probably be most familiar with their hit To Be With You, which is from 1991's Lean Into It album. But anyway, enough talk about them. I hope you enjoy this version of Wild World and let me know what you think.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart. You're leaving, baby, I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Okay, that was Mr. Big's version of Cat Stevens' song Wild World. I hope you dug it. If you want to talk about this episode or any of the upcoming episodes, or you have any requests, you can message us on Facebook and Instagram or email us at roadtripent@gmail.com. All right, it's gig guy time. This week you can see us at the Coolangatta Hotel on Thursday night. This is the Good Friday Eve. We will be doing a Tweed River cruise on Good Friday, and that's sold out. Thanks to everyone who bought tickets. On Saturday, Easter Saturday, we are on the Maroochy River. That is also sold out. So thank you to everyone who bought tickets to that. And then on Sunday, we will be at Alex Surf Club. Alex Surf Club in the Bluff Bar from 4 p.m. Hope to see you then. Now, it's difficult to discuss the 70s without talking about the Beatles. They did break up in 1970, but there was so much music. They were still around, and it's one of the reasons why we play a healthy dose of Beatles in our set, because they didn't just disappear. So if you look at 1970, you had Abbey Road was number one for 18 weeks, and you had Let It Be and Hey Jude. It was just everywhere. So, you can't have the 70s without the Beatles. You might argue that. Do so. Send me a message. I'd love to discuss it. I'm definitely in the Beatles camp, but I have a very healthy admiration for the Stones too. I think they've done some amazing things. Don't quite get into the Stones versus the Beatles, but then I guess I wasn't there, so I'm not in one or the other camp, but I am definitely a bigger Beatles fan. This is from the Beatles White Album, and it's Revolution. Enjoy.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright, alright. You say you got a real solution. Plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be all right. 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 All right.
There you go. That was the Beatles Revolution. And I recently did a podcast with the Guitar Speak podcast. We do an iconic albums series, and where we talked about our favorite Beatles guitar moments. And honestly, nearly all of mine were from the White Album, and there was a couple from Abbey Road. But such great guitar in all of those songs. And to watch Get Back, the Peter Jackson documentary on Disney. If you haven't seen that, honestly, go see it now. Go watch it. or get the 7-day free trial. I'm not being paid by Disney to say this, but get the 7-day free trial and watch that series or documentary, what you want to call it. It's just, it's jaw-dropping in the most amazing way. You'll laugh, you'll cry. And to see that the John just jumping between guitar and bass and piano, and same with Paul, just bass, guitar, piano, what was ever required for the track. There were just no limits to what they could achieve. And it made me fall in love with Ringo even more. I already loved Ringo, with Octopus's Garden being my favorite Beatles song of all time. But just made me love him even more for just how much of a team player and how patient he was. And he must have just been marveling at what was going on in front of his eyes too. And I would have loved to have been in his shoes to see all that unfold. Right, so the other big band of 1970 was Creedence Clearwater Revival. Cosmos Factory spent 19 weeks at number one. Can you believe that? Well, you probably can because you were there. Yes, this was on the turntable in my family home quite a lot. And recently I bought the remastered or re-released vinyl Cosmos Factory. And so I have it in my collection. I'm really happy about that. But I'm going to change it up again and play one of my favorite cover versions of Run Through the Jungle by the Jeff Healey Band. Hope you dig it.